How many of us are new, first time here? Oh, gosh. Well, not so many. Quite a few. Okay, first time. We ask the first time people to not sing the first om, but join us in the next three oms. Because we've been together for so long now, that as a group soul, we are calling down the new music into our bodies, and it is a very powerful experience. I've seen people run out of the room because it was too strong. But they came back, some of them. And I've seen others just break into tears. There's a line in Savitri when Savitri and Satyavana together. Let us give joy to all, for joy is ours. And joy is really ours. How can so many people be coming constantly to this home quiet? Were it not for love and joy, the feeling of oneness, the feeling that we are not isolated individuals, but we are part of a group soul that the mother and Sri Aurobindo brought down for their work on earth. And we are part of that work. It is certainly happening here, or we wouldn't be here every week like this, transfixed and somewhat transformed by the beauty which comes down by the grace. What we do to explain to the new people is we work on the body consciousness in the beginning, how to breathe, how to hum properly, how to produce the tone. But that is only a preliminary, a warming up of the instrument, just as any musician has to prepare, or any athlete, any dancer. So we prepare the body as best we can collectively. And then we work on a unanimity of sound, that we can all sing as one voice. And it's amazing what happens, and we know how it happens. And then we work on combining different notes and holding that note with all the other tones. Now that's 15, 20 minutes, and then we go into the om. And once we enter the om, we enter a different time field, because we are in the eternal, and we aspire not to sing to the divine, but to be an instrument for him to sing through us. And the music is transcendent. There are no wrong notes. Anyone can begin, because immediately the whole room is filled with sound and beauty and a presence of the divine is always here. Many feel it, some see it, many experience it. So let us begin. Let the music flow from here, okay? Now we have a new exercise, one that I haven't used in a while. This is the opening of the glottis. And the exercise goes like this. Sing, S-I-N-G. Sing. Sing. Head opens, we drop the mouth, and it's like this. Sing, na, na, na. Wide open. Sing. Sing. Excellent. Sing.
Sing.
Let the mouth just fall away.
Sing.
And if you can get that then it opens without trying to do it.
Sing.
As always, I have about 5 tones in the room. That's okay. That's all right. Some people don't hear the note or can't reproduce it. But we're not here as a symphony with strict rules, because everyone is welcome. All souls come, and all are welcome. Sing. Sing.
Sing.
Actually, we had harmony that time. That was very interesting.
Sing.
And one more. I don't want to push you too far.
Sing.
Yes. Now we're going to work with range.
I haven't done that in a while.
No.
good. Now up. Yes, a very rounded O. Not R, any of those sounds, but
Quality.
grand anniversary. Powerful voices here. Three of you can be on 20. Okay. Antonio Machado, Spanish poet in the early 1900s, wrote a poem I would like you all to read, or to listen to actually on YouTube. Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt marvelous error that a spring was bursting in my heart. And then he goes and he says in the next one, that honeybees were making a sweet comb, making a comb in my heart with the sweet honey from my past mistakes. And the last one, I think, there's a couple of others, but the last one. Last night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt marvelous and God. Beautiful poem, mystic. Okay, a couple more, and we'll begin the ohms. Now, that was a dissonant chord, a very dissonant chord, and we held it beautifully over here. And we'll do another one now, a little more complex. I'm going to try once again higher notes first, see if we can manage it. Start from the bottom, it's easier. This was very beautiful. One more. Oh, So the first one, just the group, the new people join second, third, and fourth.
The mother speaks. One day, a moment comes when the thing has to be done, when one must make the true inner gesture that liberates. To tell the truth, just now there is upon earth an opportunity which presents itself only after thousands of years, a conscious help with the necessary power. It was once believed that nothing had the power to wipe away the consequences of a karma, that it was only by exhausting it through a series of purificatory acts that the consequences could be transformed, exhausted, effaced. But with the supramental power, this can be done without the need of going through all the steps of the process of liberation.
Thank you. But when the hour of the divine draws near, the mighty mother shall take birth in time, and God be born into human clay, in forms made ready by your human lives. Then shall the truth supreme be given to men.
Thank you.
some shall be made the glory's receptacles and vehicles of the Eternal's luminous power. These are the high forerunners, the heads of time, the great deliverers of earthbound mind, the high transfigurers of human clay, the firstborn of a new supernal race, the incarnate dual power shall open God's door, eternal supermind touch earthly time.
Oh. the music born in mother's silences, blood newed out of the ineffable phantomlessness. The meaning it had held but could not voice, the perfect rhythm now only sometimes dreamed. An answer brought to the torn earth's hungry need, rending the night that had concealed the unknown.
Thank you.
are conducting a series of video interviews entitled Sri Aurobindo Ashram, the Early Years. And we are preserving the memories of those who knew Sri Aurobindo and Mother. So if any of your families have known Mother or Sri Aurobindo, please contact me. Next, I want to share with you, as we depart this evening, a remembrance of one of the teachers of the ashram whom we interviewed last night. She teaches 6 and 8 year old children. And they were making a big kolam for Mother's birthday. And as they were putting flowers in the kolam, Mother's picture was there, and they were preparing everything. And this little child, 6 years old, says to the teacher, "You didn't cover Mother's picture. She's seeing everything that we're doing." So she had to cover the picture. And then when they were finished, they let Mother see it. Thank you so much for the love that I feel here, the unity, and the joy.